bright and early next morning, he brought my letter.
My favorite postal reference song. Better than Please Mr. Postman.
Yeah,
because this one includes specific postal references.
Mm-hmm.
Zip codes, postal codes. We are talking stamps this morning. The Black River Stamp Club, celebrating their 52nd year of existence, is having a special program coming up on Saturday. It's their annual show, and they will be honoring Elyria industrialist Arthur Garford. And to talk about why and what's going on, Helen Kopp, who is the president of the Black River Historic Black River Stamp Club, joins us. Good morning, Helen.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very fine. It's a beautiful day outside.
Absolutely. Well, you hope for a nice day for Saturday, people coming out to learn a little history and also kind of see what's new with the Stamp Club. But in a sense, stamps usually are a reference of our history, isn't it?
Yes, they are. In fact, that introduction music was very appropriate for the topic because the U.S. Postal Service has issued 2 stamps in honor of Elvis.
Now, they had the one that came out, what, about 20, 30 years ago?
It's been some time. I couldn't tell you exactly when, but a lot of people bought that stamp, a whole sheet of the stamps, in fact, and put it in their family Bibles because Elvis started out singing gospel music. And this year, the United States Postal Service issued another stamp featuring Elvis.
And it's one of the ways, I guess, the Postal Service generates funds. They find something that people want to purchase stamps. And many, as you say, they're not using the stamp, so the stamp doesn't get used in the way that a traditional stamp would. But people collect it, and that's kind of what goes on with your stamp club. You are actually this year featuring Elyria industrialist Arthur Garford. Now, when I think of Arthur Garford, I always think of the padded bicycle seat, but there must be more to this man. But I maybe start with that story, I guess, if you want to, from the beginning.
Oh, sure. He couldn't have stayed in business if he just, you know, predicated his business on one item. He actually partnered with Studebaker to build a car. And when that partnership broke up, he just started his own automobile line. Actually, it was his idea to start his own to concentrate on his own automobiles. And the car today is a rare collectible. I've seen a few around Elyria. There are a couple of collectors that will bring their vehicles to the Apple Festival.
And what are they? Are they called? Are they called Garfords?
Yes, they are Garfords. They are Garfords.
He should call them Carfords. That's what I would have gone with.
Yeah, but, Garford car.
Yeah. Well, there's part of a Ford in there somewhere. But, you know, it's interesting. That was a time when there were so many of the, you know, we think about the major automobiles that companies that exist today. But back then, they were small garages that were putting these out. And Northeast Ohio sort of was a hotbed for car making.
Yes, there were actually 1,000 different makes of cars on the road, many of which didn't last very long.
Well, what has lasted long has been the home of the Garfords, which is the Hickories on Washington Avenue, where the Lorain County Historical Society calls home and has kept that for display. But I understand they're lending some of their memorabilia for your show. Talk about that.
Yes, I haven't seen the memorabilia. I have been at the house, and Garford was a good friend of Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt was running for president on the Bull Moose Party ticket, and Garford himself was a member of the Bull Moose Party, and he ran for the governorship of the state of Ohio at the same time. To commemorate their friendship, Arthur Garford received a Bull Moose head from Theodore Roosevelt, which is on display at the house. Now, among some of the other things that Arthur Garford himself did as a industrialist. He had an electrical company, and he developed many electrical devices. And I think this is what we're going to see at the show Saturday. He was a man who was very, very diverse in what he did. And I hope people get excited to see what exactly he did do.
We're talking this morning with Helen Kopp, president of the Black River Stamp Club. They have their annual show this coming Saturday. It'll be from 10 to 5 at St. Jude School Hall. Plenty of parking. It's a free event. And when people come, what will they see? What's the day like for someone?
Well, a number of the collectors have put together some displays along with the Historical Society, which people may find very interesting. We also have a project which we work on annually called our Wounded Warrior Project, which is part of a bigger effort. What we do is collect stamps, covers, and supplies for this Wounded Warrior Project to get service persons who are injured, can't get out of the hospital, to give them a hobby to help pass time, because it's very boring being in the hospital. And some of these personnel are recovering from very serious injuries, so we really want to help these people out. And we would appreciate if the general public would bring in some donations. We'll take cash, too, for the Wounded Warriors, because we have to cover postage to send all these items to the hospitals.
What would you consider a starter kit for somebody who wants to get into stamp collecting?
Well, we like to see a beginner start with just United States postal collecting, because it's relatively easy and inexpensive to get yourself involved. Start with a U.S. Stamp album and start going through attics looking for old letters. Collect the stamps from the mail that comes to your house. Get some stamp hinges, some stamp tongs. A magnifying glass is very helpful because some of the designs on these stamps are very small. And the United States Postal Service now is using micro printing on many of its stamps. And you will see a tiny date on the stamp. We didn't always used to date the stamps, but now the stamps are dated. So every year when the Postal Service issues a stamp, they'll put a new date on it. That's considered a new stamp.
Helen, do you find that people get into stamp collecting more so because it's enjoyable rather than for any kind of monetary gain down the road?
Yes, I do. That's the reason I'm in it. I just find it a very fascinating hobby. I specialize in France and India, which are very interesting philatelically because they've had long histories. The British Empire is also great because they literally, the sun did not set on that empire, and they had many, many colonies and outposts all around the world. They still do today. They're not the empire they once were, but you can see how the accent on the political situations and other historical events have changed the empire itself. So you can always find a wealth of material if you pick a topic you like. Some people like to collect topically. So some people will collect stamps that feature art. Some people like cats. Some people like hot weather balloons. Some people like airplanes. Each one of these topics has a lot of material that you can collect.
Many times in a collecting atmosphere, there's always anticipation of what's next, and there's lobbying to get something on a stamp or can't wait for this stamp to come out. Is there anything that's on the horizon that really is in the a buzz in the stamp world?
Right now, I haven't kept abreast of that. You'll have to pardon me for that. But in the past, the United States has always honored presidents. As when a president passes away, a former president passes away, there's an issue within several months of the passing of that president. So we saw that in the case of Ronald Reagan. We saw that in the case of most prominently, John F. Kennedy, when he was assassinated. There's always an allowance for an event of this magnitude, so that the Postal Service normally has designs ready for such an event, but people can actually suggest people or events or organizations to appear on stamps. The United States Postal Service is very much open to that. And there has been lobbying done for a number of stamps to appear. And in the case of Elvis, this is a very, very popular topic. So they will reach into popular culture. We had an issue a number of years ago on folk music, which featured Arlo Guthrie and a number of other prominent folk musicians. We had the famous rock and roll icons, which featured Elvis. Elvis had his own stamp, but he also had a stamp within the series. So there was Bill Haley and the Comets, Buddy Holly and the Crickets. We had Patsy Cline featured on the country music stamps. So there's a lot for people to get interested in, and it does help boost sales. I must say that's important for the United States Postal Service at this time.
Helen, is there one stamp out there that you think to yourself, boy, I wish I had that, or I saw that, and I wish I had picked it up?
Yeah, I have lots of regrets. I wish years ago I had picked up the United States Airmail Zeppelin stamps, because right now they're very, very costly to get, and I could have picked them up for $500 at the time, but I was young and I didn't have $500. Well, now yeah. I don't have $10,000.
Well, the times have changed. $500 back then, $10,000 today. Sometimes it almost seems the same if you were experiencing that same at that same time, obviously.
Well, this is a strategy for stamp collectors. You have a choice. You can either pick up a very cheap issue, get a lot of the cheap issues, and build up your collection quickly, or should you concentrate on the more expensive ones when you have a pile of money and get them out of the way, and they may rise in value, and you'll be grateful that you got those at the time.
But, of course, you talked about it's more about what appeals to you. It's like when you collect art or certain things. It's I bought it because I liked the way it looked. Because if you don't like looking at your stamps, if you want a bunch of old, crusty old German or, you know, war leaders or something, after a while you're thinking, who is this guy from whatever foreign country? But sometimes you want something that appeals to you. It's sort
that
of
that opens
artistic.
Up a whole other field to postal historians. Yeah. Postal historians will look at the value of postmarks, especially postmarks of post offices that no longer exist. Dennis Sadowski, who's one of our members and a postal historian, actually did some work on Nickel Plate, which is local. We have a street called Nickel Plate Diagonal here in Carlisle Township, and there was actually a post office called Nickel Plate, and it was named after the railroad.
So obviously you have other things. You mentioned about postmarks and that. I understand for your particular event you're having some special artwork done, a picture for a cover that you're doing?
It's a cover to honor Garford, which will be available for sale on the day of the show. And it honors Arthur Garford. One of our members actually drew the cachet, and the Elyria Post Office helped us with the postmark. So it'll be a special postmark, and it'll be a collectible cover. And it's something that you can keep for your family, not that families necessarily keep the collections. In fact, we encourage people who have acquired collections that are not interested in stamp collecting to come and talk to some of our dealers and see if what they can do with the collections that they've acquired so that they can dispose of them properly and get a little money on the side for it, too.
It's one of those things where you see sometimes a lifetime of someone's collection, and when they pass, you're wondering, what should I do with this? Maybe someone else can enjoy it. Maybe there is some value to it. It's a good place to bring it and to find out more. Again, the Black River Stamp Club has their annual show this coming Saturday from 10 to 5 at St. Jude School Hall at 590 Poplar Street in Elyria. Our guest today, Helen Kopp, president. And, of course, once they come there, they can also maybe even become a member of your stamp club. You have 80-some members, so you're always looking for new members to be a part of your hobby of stamp collecting. Helen, thanks for sharing a bit of your information. I appreciate it this
morning. You're very welcome, and I hope to see everybody at the show.